Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ed Montague. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clint Brown. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Clint Brown. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Cedric Durst. Batting second. The third baseman, Bobby Reeves. Batting third. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Phil Toth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Connolly. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Danny McFadden. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Danny McFadden. And now, play ball. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reeves fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Averill. The throw from Connolly and he is safe. Averill steals second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Averill scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morgan moves to third. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Durst for the out. One out. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Reeves for the out. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Toth scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jameson for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Reeves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver takes first base on ball 4. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote takes first base on ball 4. Oliver moves to second. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. Oliver moves to third. Two outs. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Montague hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Montague moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Montague moves to third. Porter moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 0-for-1 in the game. Durst hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morgan settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Morgan. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0-for-1 in the game. Reeves is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reagan hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. Webb takes first base on ball 4. Reagan moves to second. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reeves fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jameson for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden can't make a play. That's a base hit. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 1 in the game. Myatt hits a fly ball into left field. Durst settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0 for 1 in the game. Wurstler hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tote hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Tote reaches second base with a double. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0 for 1 in the game. Connolly strikes out. Two outs. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0 for 1 in the game. McFadden is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive towards third. Reeves reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Montague hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Averill hits a pop-up towards third. Reeves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 0 for 2 in the game. Durst hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0 for 2 in the game. Reeves takes first base on ball 4. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Reagan strikes out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Webb hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Oliver who is chasing the ball. Morgan reaches third base with a triple. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morgan scores. Hodapp moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jameson bunts towards the mound. McFadden fields it and throws to first for the out. Hodapp moves to third. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sewell bunts towards third. Reeves catches it and steps on third to double up Hodapp. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Scarrett pinch hits for Rabbit Wurstler. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Rein now playing shortstop. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-2 in the game. Myatt hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reeves fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Montague takes first base on ball 4. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Durst settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Small pinch hits for Ed Connolly. Charlie Small is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Small hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Rothrock pinch hits for Danny McFadden. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 0-for-3 in the game. Durst hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Reeves hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.